to Game Talk with Chavi Plays. Hello, and welcome to Game Talk with Chavi Plays. Today, I'm going to spin a wheel of fortune, to be exact, and we are going to find the game. So, here are three picks for today. Let's start. We have Minecraft. And we have Rec Room, Subnautica, Splatoon 2. Let's see. What other ones do we have? What was another one I said? Super Mario Odyssey. Okay, we have five different games. We have Minecraft, Rec Room, Subnautica, Splatoon 2, and Super Mario Odyssey. And let's add Super Smash Bros. Okay, let's spin. Okay. The game we're going to be talking about today is Splatoon 2. So let's review what Splatoon 2 is exactly. Splatoon 2 is a game. Well, obviously, it is played on the Switch. It costs, it costs at Target around $50. And the Octo expansion, an expansion in the game, costs $20 at Walmart. The price for Splatoon 2 on the Nintendo eShop is $60, and the expansion is $20. So, Splatoon 2 is a third-person shooter game with paint and ink and squids. So here's how it works. Let's start with the show or the lobby. Deca Tower. You'll start in there and you can do battles with your friends or with random people. There's voice chat amongst you and your friends. There's Splatnet on your phone where you can order like stuff. Like clothes and gear. In the story, there are no spoilers in this game about this game, but it's a story where basically you have to defeat enemies and like move on to the next world. I think there are around five worlds, and the last one is a boss where you'll be rescuing a special someone. And, well, not a special someone, but, like, you'll be rescuing someone in the last boss. Each world has a mini-boss, or a boss, and a tea kettle. And you jump in, defeat the boss, kill it. It explodes in ink, and then you get out of the teapot, and then you can go to the next world. There are around four or five levels in each world, sometimes more, depending on what world you were playing on. And, this Octo expansion is you are on a subway. I will not give any spoilers, but you are on a subway and there's a map, like a subway map, and each station is a level and you'd have to defeat all the levels to get to the surface, but I'm not going to spoil anything more than that. So basically, There's Grizzco, which is like a company in the game, in-game. And you can like work for them and earn money and stuff. In-game money, not in-app purchasing money or in-game purchasing money. Actual money. But yeah. So let's enjoy this little piece of music as we move to the next segment. Hello, and welcome back. When we left off, we were talking about the overview of Splatoon 2. Now, just be aware, there might be some spoilers in this segment of the episode, so if you have not played the game or you do not want it to be spoiled, I would recommend you leave now. Or you could stay. It's up to you. There might be some spoilers. So anyway, basically, from my experience in Splatoon 2, I give it around an 8 out of 10. And here's why. I love the game's, like, graphics and everything. It's really good and really cool. I'll actually open it right now on my Switch so I can give you a lowdown as I'm playing it and give you the most recent lowdown I can. For all of you who have not played it or have not heard of it, it's basically paintball. And for adults who may be listening or may not be listening, it is completely kid-friendly. There's no murdering. There is no blood. It's basically, I don't know if you guys ever gone to paintball, but it's basically that, except when they hit you enough, you turn into a little squid and you fly up and you kind of go into the air. Then you respawn at the spawn point. There's no violence. There's no blood. Nothing like that. Let's talk about the three modes. Let's zoom into the lobby of Deca Tower. So, the first mode, there are multiple modes, but the first mode is, let's talk about regular battles. It's always a turf war. It is always a turf war. And what it is basically there are two teams of four. And what you have to do is you start at your spawn point, and you have to try and ink with your, like, your weapon as much turf as possible to win. Whoever inks the more turf at the end of the 3 minutes wins. The maps, let's see how often the maps change. The maps in the battles, they change, let's see, stages. There we go. Regular battles, they change every 2 hours. So currently, while I'm recording, it is 9:04. The stages are Mako Mart and Wahoo World until 11 a.m. Then they will turn into Inkblot Academy and Skipper Pavilion. And then at 1, it will be Humpback, Pumpjack, and Walleye Warehouse. 3, Muscle Forge Fitness, Camp Triggerfish. 5, Sheldon North Institute, Anchovy Games. 7, Snapper Canal, Manta Maria. 9 p.m., yeah, you get the drift. Now, that's regular battle. Now let's go to ranked battle. Every single 2 hours, it's a different mode. Now I'm recording at around 9:05. So right now, the two maps are Humpback Pumptrack and Kelp Dome, and it's Tower Control, a mode where you have to control towers in order to, win. And you have to get the tower all the way to the other side of the map where the other team spawns. Clam Blitz is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. In the Schellendorf Institute and the Manta Maria. At 11 a.m., Clam Blitz is where there are clams all over the map, and you have to try and collect as many as possible. And then it turns into a football once you have 10 clams, and you have to throw it at the other team's basket to open it and break down the barrier. Then you have to throw in as many clams as possible. At the end, whoever throws the most clams in wins. Or if you throw in 100 clams, then you get, like, then you win. After that is Splat Zones, where there is one zone or two zones in the middle of the map. And you have to try and ink all of the turf inside of the zones to win. And you have to keep it you have to keep the zone on your team for the longest time. Then Clan Blitz Rainmaker. Rainmaker is a mode where there is a weapon in the middle called a Rainmaker with a barrier around it. Your team has to break open the barrier and get the Rainmaker and then bring it to the other side of the map where the opposite team spawns. And then smash it down on the pedestal. And I think that is all of the modes in Ranked Battle. And then League Battle is the same. Except you can only play with your friends. Your Squid Squad, as Splatoon calls it. So you'll create a room. And then your friends on Nintendo Switch Online can join in to your room. And you guys can all play together in League Battle. The two other things, as I'm entering the lobby right now, are... Let's see. There are friend battles, which are, like, you create a room and then you can play with your friends in battles. Private battles, or not friends. And friends, what you can do is you can, like, so if they're in a match and you click on friends, you can join them in the battle that they are currently in or be in the waiting room for the next battle. Private battle. You create a room, pick a map. If you want, you can add voice chat, add a password. Then, once you're in, my screen has, it says creating private battle. Then it says I can pick any single mode I want. Turf War Splatfest, Turf War, Rainmaker, Splat Zones, Tower Control, Clan Blitz, or Turf War Splatfest. And I can pick any one of the 47 maps that I want. Any of the 47 maps that I want to play in. And then Online Lounge is basically a GUI to teach you how to basically add in voice chat. So, after this transition, let's talk about the Octo expansion a little bit more. Okay, now let's talk about the Octo expansion and go a little bit more in depth. The Octo expansion is an expansion to the game, costs $20 on top of the $60 required for the base game. Once you have the Octo expansion, your goal is to get to the surface. You're trapped underground in an underground subway that has been abandoned for years. Your goal is to try and escape while defeating the levels. I'm not going to say the whole story because then that's spoilers, but that's basically really, that's the point of the game in the Octo expansion, to beat the levels and get to the surface just as normal. Now, let's talk about this a little more. Let's expand this. How many levels are there in the Octo expansion? Actually, how many levels are in the Octo expansion? The Octo expansion has exactly 80 levels. The tubes on the sides of the checkpoints resemble the number 8, apparently. Let's go on the Splatoon 2 wiki together. So, let's talk about this. There are different lines. There is line A with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 levels that include Central Station, Gnarly Rail Station, Fraud Station, Fake Plastic Station, Bounce With Me Station, Maverick Station, Bumpin' 8 Ball Station, Rollout Station, and What's Up 8 Ball Station. Line B has 5, 10, 15, 16 levels. I'm not going to name them all. But they include another What's Up April station in an intersection with Line A. Because they both have that. It's A03 and B01 at the same time. Another one is Notorious Station, Tubular 8-Ball Station, Breakdance Station, Ink and Slide Station, and Righteous Rail Station. Another one is Pop Rock Station, where you have to pop all the balloons. Line C has Radical Rails, Bumpin' 8-Ball, which it shares with Line A, Bumpin' 8-Ball Station, over here. Let me just make sure. Yeah. Well, A08 and CL3. Line C has around 14 levels, including Shrinky Ink Station, Pump and Apple Station, Right Found Station, Smash and Dash Station, and Matchmaker Station. Line D has Ink From Above Station, One Shot Station, Slap Bracelet Station, Girl Power Station, Ink and Wash Station, and Radical Rail Station, just to name a few. It has exactly 11 levels in the stations. And let's go to Line E. Line E has 12 levels, including No Whammy Station, Iceman Station, Swass 8-Ball Station, The Bomb Station, Drop the Bass Station, and Squeegee Funk Station. Line F has exactly 11 levels, including Drop the Bass Station, Pop Star Station, Jump Station, Wafu Station, Duh-O Station, and Cubular Station. Line G has exactly 10 levels, including Toastmaster Station, Ride With Me Station, Ink and Slide Station, Iceman Station, Freakazoid Station, and House Party Station, just to name a few. Line H has 7 levels, including Slap Bracelet Station, Sweet Ride Station, Baller Size Station, Cool Your Jet Station, Break a Bounce Station, Shooter Mix Station, and Ingot Station, to name them all. Line I has exactly 9 of them, including Toastmaster Station, Radio Station, Pop and Fresh Station, Righteous Rail Station, and No Whammy Station, just to name a few. Line J has Cool Your Jet Station, Outrageous Station, Footloose Station, Stick and Move Station, and Ink and Watch Station. The Escape, which I'm not going to say anything more about other than it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 phases. The first one is the coccyx phase. The second one is the villi phase. The third is the belly phase. Fourth is the intestinal phase. Five is the diaphragm phase. Six is the prostatic phase. Seven is the spinal phase. And eight is a turf war. Upon completing the octo expansion, the player is rewarded with playable octolings and an octo shot replica to use in online battles. Purchasing the Octo expansion unlocks the studio headphones and the Octo layered LS. As soon as the player enters the game and finishes Inkopolis News, a box containing both pieces of gear will be in the center of the square. 14 gear items are attainable through the Octo expansion. All players will see the items in game, but only those who purchase the Octo expansion will be able to obtain the items for themselves. All the items are: the Golden Toothpick requires the player to pass all stages without help from Off the Hook. And you need to defeat a secret boss. Let's talk this. The Studio Octophones and the Octo Layered LS, both from Cuddle Gear. All of them are from Cuddle Gear, actually. You get them from purchasing the Octo expansion. And they're super easy to get. You just pay $20. The Fresh Octo Tee is a t-shirt. It is pretty rare to get. You have to escape to Inkopolis through the game. Octoling Shades. You have to complete one set of Mem Cakes in the game. I'm not going to go in depth on Mem Cakes right now. Neo Octoling Armor requires to get 2 sets of Mem Cakes. The Neo Octoling Boots requires 3. No Visor Replica, 4. No Armor Replica, 5. No Boots Replica, 6. Old Timey Hat, 7. Old Timey Clothes, 8. and old-timey shoes, you have to complete 9. And then conductor cap, you have to complete every set, including the 10th. The golden toothpick, you have to defeat the secret boss, and it's headgear for your hair. It is very rare to get. The music, the full version of the Octo Expansion trailer song called Nasty Majesty, was performed during Off the Hook's live concert at Nico Nico Chogagi in 2018. On the 21st of May 2018, a new character was revealed, a sanitized Octoling DJ called Dead One Fish. D-E-D-F-1-S-H. According to Nintendo, Dead Fish was a He was a DJ performing with promising future in the music world. During her search for inspiration, she came across a deep sea testing valley and became disinfected. Despite this, she kept up her career as a DJ. Her music is heard throughout all of the facility. There is manga in the Splatoon manga adapted the Octo expansion into the Octo arc and lasted from chapters 24 to 28. Trivia. There is trivia. Most station titles and subtitles are references to 80s and 90s pop culture, if you did not notice. So that's pretty much it for the Octo expansion. I'll come back later with more information on Grisco and the actual story mode. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Game Talk by Chavi Plays. If you like the Splatoon episode, be sure to check out part 2 when it comes out. If you like this, please be sure to follow us so you never miss another episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to see you next time on Game Talk.